Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Paperclick Podcast. This week I'm joined again by the always analytical Andrew. Andrew, how's it going?
Going great, Josh. Thanks for asking. How's it going for you?
I've got severe mountain cedar symptoms, like the roof of my mouth is itchy. My lips feel like they're trying to crawl off my face. It kind of sucks.
Same. Yeah. South Texas mountain cedar.
Yeah, I think we're the only place that has this specific type of juniper ash that just covers all of the Texas hill country. It might go some into New Mexico, but I don't think so. I think it's mostly a hill country thing.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad has really bad allergies with mountain cedar as well. And it's through the years I've developed it too. But I will say that, yeah, I think you're right, because when you drive up to like New Mexico, it just goes away. Like, it just literally, it's like, oh, I can breathe now.
This is, well, same fantastic thing if you head east, and if you make it to Seguin, it's like there's absolutely no cedar there. So as soon as you get out of town, everything clears up. So this week is going to serve as a part two to last week's episode on when to get started with Google Ads and pay-per-click. But before we dive into the last three things that we're going to be covering, Andrew, what is or who is your favorite movie villain of all time?
Oh, man, I want to go with something really generic like Darth Vader, but I also really like those kind of cryptic villains that are more like Christopher Nolan's interpretation of the Joker. I'm going to go with Joker. I know that's still just as generic as Darth Vader, but I think...
Well, at least that specific iteration of Joker, there's a lot more depth to it than some of the others, because you have a kind of an anti-hero vibe going on with him, but it's also his manner of evil is kind of subjective.
I also like, what's his name from Prometheus?
You have to be talking about Whalen, because I know you're not talking about David.
I was thinking David in my mind, but yeah, Whalen Corp and all of that kind of like
super... David to me is the protagonist of the movie. He's the hero.
Isn't that interesting? Oh my goodness. See, I when I interpret that film, I'm like, yeah, David's the villain, but... That's what I mean. It's that really strange tightrope line between like who the villain and who the hero is, the protagonist and the antagonist in the storyline. It's interesting. I like characters that are like that, that are like, why am I so wrong? Or why am I, so bad? It's like, well, you kind of took out everybody, so that's not good. But really?
Yeah, it might be the murder bit.
It's probably that one. Yeah.
I'm a big Anton Chigurh fan.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. See? He's a character. You know, he's what's interesting about him in No Country for Old Men is that he's written to be the villain in that movie, but you don't know a whole lot about him other than the actions that he takes in the film, and that he operates with a certain set of principles that are beyond him and beyond the comprehension of any of what you consider to be the protagonists in the movie also. And I like those kinds. I like those kinds of characters, but they also have to be written right. And yeah, Anton is written right.
Absolutely.
All right. So headed back into when you should get started with Google Ads and with pay-per-click advertising, we're going to cover the last thing that we feel is required for advertisers and businesses looking to get started in pay-per-click. And then we have two things that we highly recommend that those same people should be looking into before getting started. So the next thing up on the list is having a website. So one thing that you have to have before getting started with pay-per-click is a website. Every PPC platform is geared towards sending traffic to a website. So if you don't have one active, you can't run ads. It's that simple. this should definitely be set up before any other step towards pay-per-click is taken. You need to make sure that that gets done first. You get a domain name and then you get a website up and published. Otherwise, you're not going to have anywhere to send traffic to. I don't even think during the setup process, you can finish fully setting up a Google Ads account without having a website active. And a site isn't only an investment towards running pay-per-click. It's a long-term investment in all of your business's marketing efforts, because everything from direct mail to RVM, ringless voicemail, can be directed towards a website, which acts as your online salesperson. That's the entity that's out there capturing lead information and selling what it is that you're offering to individuals while you're asleep at night or when you're on another call with a client in the middle of the day. It's a very important asset that you can run all of your marketing channels through, but it's also the first step towards getting something pay-per-click related set up.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. Without having a website, you can't even get started with pay-per-click or Google Ads or Bing or whichever platform you kind of go to. It's a huge part. And, you know, it's one of the most important parts because it is an investment, like Josh mentioned, to kind of have something hosted and to get everything in line. But even when setting it up, like a Google Ads account, you can't really even create the ads to get approved if they don't have a destination. So 100% agree.
So now we're going to jump into the last two items on our list. And these are two things that we highly recommend that people either have or have set aside before getting started with Google Ads. So Andrew, why don't you take the first one on the list?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one we're going to cover today is time. This one's fairly intuitive, but you want to kind of think about this like similarly to basically everything good takes time. Normally as consumers, or, you know, we're accustomed to paying and receiving the good and service in exchange. And most business owners go into marketing in any form with that notion in mind. But what you realize really quickly, and what Josh and I do, we try our best to explain this with, you know, marketing in particular for PPC or digital marketing in any sense. There's a general kind of sales window, so to speak, and it's much more flexible. And honestly, it's constantly in flux. So one should have the correct kind of time horizon when judging results. And one of the ways to do that is with time. So what I mean is basically for any business or, you know, onboarding with Inspiration PPC, I always suggest at least 3 months. And this isn't to say that you're not going to start generating leads within the first 7 days of having the account active, but there's a amount of time that you kind of need past the ramp up period. You need it so that leveling out your numbers basically kind of makes sense, because it is still marketing. The nice thing about this type of marketing is that it's all trackable. So it does have a return in investment, but it does take time. So like I mentioned, you know, I always kind of start off with any new customers. It's like, hey, you know, let's set this up. Let's let this, you know, be managed for at least 3 months to see if we can really get some traction. Now, how about you, Josh?
Yeah, 3 months is really the period of time that I suggest for trying any kind of new marketing method, unless you're like seriously bombing results after the first month. It'd have to be something like spending $3,000 on one click. That's a pretty good indicator that something's really not right with pay-per-click and what you're doing. But if you're continuously getting clicks, your metrics are all kind of headed in the right direction anyway, 3 months is long enough to kind of figure out whether a marketing channel is going to work for you or not. And I think pay-per-click is no exemption. The expectations for when you start seeing results is definitely going to vary from market to market and strategy to strategy. So make sure that you have an understanding of what the time frame is for results in your market with your ad spend and with your keyword selection, so that you don't cancel a service or stop running your ads too early without giving it enough time to really marinate and produce results for you.
So the next topic that we wanted to cover was the analytical mindset. And Josh, could you kind of explain that and take that apart for us?
Yeah, sure. So first and foremost, numbers don't lie. They tell a story. Knowing your numbers can be what makes or breaks the efficiency of your pay-per-click campaign. Do you know what your cost per deal is on your pay-per-click platform of choice? Do you know what keywords are actually generating ROI versus ones that are just getting conversions? Are your closers or salespeople following up 100% of the time? Looking at overall results is a great high overview way to see success, but how much are you missing out on by not identifying the numbers that mean the most to you and making them work for you? That's where businesses like the ones that Andrew and I run can be such a big factor in how our clients' businesses function as a whole. Not everybody's analytical. We run businesses based almost exclusively off of numbers. For a lot of people, national and international, we are the analytical parts of their teams. So if you're not an analytical person, find a person or a business that is and integrate them into your team. That will save those of you who aren't really analytical or just focused on the top end results a lot of time with trying to figure out how to make numbers work, deciphering what it is that they mean, and really figuring out how to leverage them. If you're not an analytical person, find an analytical person to work with.
Yeah, I think Josh brings up a great point. Numbers definitely tell a story, and having an analytical mindset and methodology allows you to be able to tell that story with them. So we can basically use them to our advantage on growing your business and helping identify factors that can honestly just really move the needle for your bottom line. And it's not absolutely necessary to go into everything with that mentality, but you definitely have a head start with PPC efforts if you do. And one way to kind of think about it, at least for me, I go fishing a lot, when the weather allows it here in South Texas, and that's pretty much year round. But basically, I have a strategic kind of method to literally the way I'll approach a fishing spot. So like, say I'm coming up to like a log or a brush pile right off the bank. I think there might be a big old bass there, let's just say. And well, I'll count literally how many times I cast. So I would perceive that as an impression, or how many bites or how many like nibbles I get. That would be like a click, until I find that kind of perfect spot and angle. Of course, we're using the correct bait here. So I'd probably be using probably a worm on my first thing, but probably drop shot worm anyway, but that draws out the catch. So before I go really far into that honey hole, you should be able to tell that having an analytical mindset and a computational mindset really helps. It helps translate a lot of data into normal things that you do. And I think that's something that Josh and I, we do it naturally. So Josh is the same way with numbers when we go running or when he goes running on his own. That's how you track things. It's how you see growth. It's how you see, it's how you kind of get ahead and you can hold yourself accountable and stuff like that. So.
And on that note, our two-parter on when to get started with Google Ads is come to a close. Over the last couple of weeks, we've covered having an adequate budget. We've talked about capacity for growth. We've covered demand for service and websites. And we've also discussed making sure that you have adequate time and then an analytical mindset. If you missed episode one, go back and listen to it and then listen to this one to kind of get the full effect of when it is that you should get started with Google Ads and pay-per-click advertising. And Yeah, that's all I've got for this week. Andrew, do you have anything to leave all of our listeners with?
Just have a wonderful week and stay tuned.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend, a great week, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Paperclip Podcast. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're getting a lot out of the show, leave us a 5-star review too. We'll catch you on the next episode.